How big was just the way you guys were able to wrap up the Boston game after the San Jose game, coming into the finale here of this three-game homestand here tonight?
Yeah, we know Calgary's a tough test, and like our last bunch of games have been. So we got to be ready to defend tonight, and obviously limit their skill guys from getting some high quality chances.
How do you do that, Mark? When you look at the production that especially those top two lines have been able to have in recent games.
Just play a simple game. We don't give them time and space. It's tough to make plays. So have good sticks. Take away their time and space and play fast.
Paul talked. You didn't really like the second period against Boston. And, it was only for a few minutes of the San Jose game. But overall, through the majority of your periods, has it been a good homestand for your club so far?
Yeah, it's only two games, so it's not too long of a homestand. But, tonight we're just focusing on Calgary and what we can do and what we can build off of the last of what we did good against Boston, and then take that into tonight.
Mark and I, you said your goals kind of change as the season wears on, but what was it like to hit a career high with 33 the other night?
Yeah, it's obviously nice to hit a career high in anything, so definitely was happy about that one.
Jump into play, but do you see any differences between the two teams and how they generate offense that you guys might have to be aware of tonight?
I think obviously Boston, when they have Krug in the lineup, is a little different. Krug's up a little more, but obviously we're going to see that out of a lot more of their defensemen. Obviously Giordano's having a great year and is a guy you got to keep an eye out, but they have a lot of great skating defensemen that can make you pay if you give them the chance. So good back checks. Back check's going to be crucial again tonight.